B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, he does that. Is it a thing?
People are still going to obviously feel some
way. Well, but
again,
I'm saying, forget about the external forces, right? They don't know, right? Drew Brees, like Michael Thomas knows Drew Brees, right? They play together.
Right.
His teammates, don't you sit there and you just call every one of your teammates, no texts, you call them on the phone, go, dude, my bad.
I mean, that's what he should have done, yeah. I don't know if that helps.
Because, you don't think it helps? I think it helps.
Well, I don't know, because the thing is, he was asked about it, and that is obviously what he feels, right? And that was his initial reaction. And I think there will be, he'll have teammates that say, all right, man, like, I appreciate the call, but what you said is what you said, and that's obviously how you feel. I'm sure there are going to be some teammates that go, hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. And,
No.
Can't wait to play.
But again, how he feels isn't by itself racist.
Correct.
So what he says is, hey, man, I'm sorry for not being sensitive to the plight you're going through. Right? Like, he says that, and he means it. Now, I'll go under the pretense that he means it. If he means it, then I'm sure those guys who know him go, all right, dude, thanks for calling. I appreciate that. I don't know. Yeah, doesn't that make more sense?
Well, yeah, it would have made more sense than waiting and then putting out a tweet the next day and hoping that was enough. Yeah, he should. And maybe, I don't know, maybe he did. We don't know. I mean, but.
Well, I mean, I would think if he called everybody, reached out, that one of those guys goes, listen, Drew called me. He cleared the air. He should call everybody. I don't care. He should call every one of his teammates on that team. White, black, you name it. Obviously, starting with the black players. But call everybody. Go, dude, this is, what I meant. And, I was being self-centered in looking at the flag through my own eyes without realizing the bigger picture of what was trying to be done. And that's the only thing he's guilty of. He's not a racist in that sense. He's not. But you got to show that you're not selfish, that you're not self-centered. I mean, again, I'm going under the pretense that he's not, and he's a good guy. I don't know the man.
Right.
I'm just saying, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look out and go, man, we got issues here, and there's a group of Americans that are hurting right now. I need to put my arm around them. Not incite them, right?
Of course. Yeah, I just wonder. I think it's already too late to make the phone calls.
Well, now it is. You're right.
Right.
I don't understand why you put statements out, all this other stuff. Where, if you mess up, then you own it. You call and you explain why, and you go, listen, we're not perfect, and I got lost in selfishness. I was being self-centered. I'm sorry, man. I see what you mean. I don't know. I think that goes a long way with people. If you're sincere, right?
If you're sincere, yes. Which, I don't know. He came off so poorly yesterday.
He did. I just never want to. I don't know. If I don't know the person, I don't want to, crawl into somebody's heart. You know what I mean? I don't know how they feel. So it could be a creep, for all I know. I don't know. Or he could be a good guy, and he just, made a terrible choice in that he did not see. He was blinded by self. That's a problem, blinded by being self-centered. When somebody else is going through something that you don't understand, that's where empathy comes into play. Not sympathy, empathy. It's 103, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Got a couple open lines right now you want to chime in. Been a rough week, man. I know we're all kind of beaten up. You feel beaten up?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, you know, when you started the show and you said Thursday, and I said, that's it?
Yeah.
You know, still got tomorrow. Still got Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but, you know, it's, there have been great conversations all week. There really
have.
No,
without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt.
But, I mean, you watch the news and it's.
No, I'm talking about everything.
Right. I mean, we had the weather yesterday.
Just the toll of everything between storms and pandemic and the social unrest and everything else. It's.
Wait, my wife came home from work yesterday and, you know, one of the bridges was closed. So, and she obviously works over the bridge. So it took her a while to get home. And she gets home and she's walking home in her scrubs. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that you still have to deal with COVID. Like, you know, that's still going on. Right? It's crazy.
You know, it's funny. We forget about that, right? For the moment. You're right. She starts to deal with COVID. All right, let's go to Chris in Allentown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey guys, what's happening? How you guys doing?
What's up, brother? How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good. I'm a little dismayed with everything that's going on right now, and like Drew Brees like really ticks me off because you know what? First of all, I was in the military. I served. I was angry when they kneeled, but then I went out and I educated myself and understood why they knelt, why these players were kneeling down at the flag. It was bringing that awareness of what was going on. I'm a white male. All right, I heard white privilege. I'm like, I don't have any privilege. I have to go out to work every day. I put my pants on the same way as everybody else. But then when I educated myself and I see what's actually going on in this country and the way that if you're khaki, you're black, you're Asian, the way these people are being treated is absolutely wrong. It's disgusting. And I wish we would just move forward as a country. This is a generation of change and we need to stand up and make that change and start loving each other the way we're supposed to love each other. God did not intend us to live our lives the way we're living our lives right now. We should not be out there rooting and rioting and looting people's properties and destroying people's lives because that's what's going on, all because of cops. This is the problem with our country. The cops and the law enforcement and the miseducated.
But wait. It's not.
Miseducated police officers. Miseducated.
I'm with you on a lot of what you said. But the ills of society are not on police, right?
No, it's not. But the biggest
there are a couple really bad police officers, but it's unfair to put the entire problem of racism on police. It's not fair.
But it's a lot on that. But when they say white privilege, I looked at it as the wrong aspect when I first heard it. Right. I look at it now and I see it because you know what? As a black male, you're looked differently by law enforcement. You're looked differently by employers. You're looked differently by your peers. And it's not fair. It's not right to these people, these human beings. God did not intend us to treat each other the way they are.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you're right. And what happened to George Floyd was unconscionable. It was reprehensible, and it was awful. And that cop, thankfully they upped the charges. It was awful, and
yes,
it was terrible. I mean, really, I mean, it was so shameless and just sickening. I cringe every time I see it, and it should be a lesson, and we should, you know, enact change off of it. My only point to you is that it's not all police.
No, it's not. You know, but I'm looking at this place too, though,
Ann. Commissioner, she is really terrific, and it's a thankless job. And a lot of these guys are, you know, trying to do the right thing.
I agree. But you know what else too, though? I mean, if a surgeon has to go to school for X amount of years to become a surgeon,
I agree. I think there should be reform in that way. I agree with you. I do. I think there should be reform.
And Drew Brees needs to get that silver spoon out of his mouth and educate himself and see what's actually going on and look at the big picture, because his grandparents didn't fight for the flag. They fought for the freedoms that we are welcome to have every day. And it's the same freedoms that he has and the same freedoms that a black man or an Asian man or a Puerto Rican.
I think you're right.
One of my employees went down to Cabela's to go buy a handgun. The guy looked at him, and he's a 20-year-old respectful kid. He's a wonderful human being. And he said, "Are you sure you're legal?" That makes me throw up, because I would go in and buy that same gun and not even have a blink of an eye. I hate the way our society looks upon each other, and it's not right. And I wish it would change. I just wish we could just change as a nation. This is our generation.
That's what dialogue. That's why we have the dialogue. Thank you, Chris, and thank you for your service, buddy. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you for doing what you're doing, man. Thanks for letting me have a platform here to speak. I needed to get that out, man. I want to cry. I want to cry. That's how angry I am at this world.
I know.
That I fought for the same freedoms. You cut me, I'm going to bleed red. You cut another man, he's going to bleed red. You know, we're all going to be in the same place at the end of the day, man. Yeah. We're all going to be in a box.
I hear you, buddy. It's emotional. It really does take its toll. It's emotional. We understand where you're coming from. We understand your heart's in the right place. I think that's the importance of the dialogue. That's the importance of the protests, of awareness, and getting a strong dialogue. I go back to, some of the people like Jim. Remember Jim Tunis?
Yes.
Who calls
Mr. Jim.
And he was a 84-year-old man who walked with Martin Luther King, right? And he has seen the evolution of this throughout his whole life. He's had to endure his entire life. But, you know, with the dialogue, like Jim said, there has been, you know, movement in the right direction. And so we can just hope that we continue to propel that in the right direction without vilifying people, trying to, you know, come together. I think Jim was terrific and eloquent in what he said. Let's go to Jared in Lansdowne. Jared, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, Jared?
Nothing. I am not really in tune with what's going on with the world. And this is not a good for you moment, but you said, take me away to the beach.
Yeah.
A secluded beach. So on March 15th, Anthony, I left with the family. I got three little girls. Packed a minivan, and we would look this up on the map. Carrabelle, Florida. Never heard of it in my life, never been there. Rented a house for 3 months. We just got home. Almost 3 months.
You were there for 3 months during the pandemic?
I just got back. 3:30 in the morning. Anthony, we were on, and this is, again, it's not good for you, but I got a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and they don't know the difference. We're going to be stuck in the house. And we're both teachers, my wife and I, so we leave. 2 weeks, we thought. 2 more weeks. Next thing you know, almost 3 months. There were 2 cases in the whole county where I was.
Wow.
It was the most rural yet beautiful. Look this up. St. George Island. Never heard of it in my life. Mm-hmm. Turquoise blue water on the Gulf.
Wow.
And almost 3 months. There was as many blue heron. What is it called? A blue heron? No. There was as many large birds on the beach as other
heron.
People.
Yeah.
As other people. Large birds, he said. Yeah. And let me tell you, I heard the guy call before, and he got so emotional and all worked up. And I hear it. But I've been on a whole nother world for the last almost 3 months.
Wow, what a journey.
To remove myself from this. And here I am.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, and if you can get away, it's probably the best thing to do.
What was it like in there? So it was you and your wife and the three girls.
Yeah.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
What did you do every day?
We just lived. I bought 4 bikes at the Walmart. 45 minutes away was a Walmart.
Wow.
When I tell you I was in the middle of nowhere, it's an old fishing town. The whole county has a population of 11,000.
Wow.
Two cases. I didn't even know about this before I went there. I just picked a rural. It's about an hour and a half southeast of Tallahassee. I'm telling you, a national forest behind you and a Gulf of Mexico in front of you. And
that's wild. What made you do to the pandemic? You just thought, you know what?
We had 2 weeks because we're both teachers. We knew we had 2 weeks, and then we figured the spring break thing. So I said, pack the car and let's go for 2 weeks. Next thing you know, 2 weeks, two more weeks. Next thing
you
know,
what did you do? You just told the people you rented from, we're going to just continue.
Well, we started at a decent rate, and the guy says about 2 weeks into it, because they couldn't book anymore, he said, right, I'll cut it in half for you, $49 a night. Next thing you know, long story short, I'm paying $38 a night for this house, and there's no masks. There's no sick people.
Wow.
We just live. We went for walks. We went to the Bishop Dolphins.
Oh, my God.
It was pelicans, dolphins, and lizards every day. And my girl, my five-year-old.
That's a Anthony, great story, man.
I'm
that's
telling
awesome.
You, my five-year-old more times said, this is the best day ever.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And
what a great
turn.
And how great, how close. Now, listen, that's a gift that you had. You know that?
It is.
But that you were able to spend, you know, 3 months with your family. And those girls will never forget it.
No. I think my one-year-old thought that we lived there because she didn't know the difference.
Right, right.
Yeah, we got home.
What did you do with your house? Like,
it was a house. It was a full.
The one you live in now.
Oh, my God. I started doing the work when I got here now. Yeah. I had somebody cutting the grass, believe it or not. Yeah. I texted him this morning. He said he got sick with the virus.
Wow.
I was wondering why my grass was a foot and a half long. Funny thing is, we're coming home and putting a house up for sale. So if anyone wants to buy a house in Lansdale, and, you know, do some different things. But, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done. We left in winter, Anthony, and we're back in summer.
That's amazing. What a story. It's a great story. I got to tell you. Really interesting.
I thought so.
Yeah, thanks for sharing it, brother. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah.
Take it easy. How about that, Andrew? That's fascinating. That's a wild story.
Yeah, it just sort of disappeared for a little bit.
And it makes sense, right? Like, you know, you go, all right, listen. You know, we got a couple of weeks. They're both teachers. Spring break. Let's get away. They find this place, this little oasis, this little sliver of heaven.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of, you know, so removed that no cases or very few cases of the virus. They're unto themselves. So they just, you know, live in this, you know, near the beach and or on the beach. That sounds like that sounds lovely though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd do it.
You know?
That's a want to get away. You go.
That
you
is
go
a want to get away. Like all of a sudden you start to transfer. You go, wow, man, that's nice. Just your family, right? Yeah, no, you don't have, you know, for those few months, no worries.
Yeah.
Luckily they were lucky with the economy, I guess.
Yeah. When when I make billions of dollars and I can live wherever I want, because that's obviously going to happen, is I'll become a billionaire.
Don't
I got you. Don't worry. There is a house that I know of near a Lithuanian camp in Vermont, and when you go down the road back toward whatever highway it is, there is a house on top of a hill, and it's really high up on the hill, and it's literally by itself, and like, you would be too tired to want to even walk up to the house because of how high the hill is. That's where I'm going to live one day. That's going to be that's going to be one of my side houses.
That's
just chilling on the top of
the
hill.
I love the side house. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, on top of a hill in Vermont. You know,
that's fantastic.
Just all alone. Like you're not going to want to walk up there and try to break in because you'll be too tired by the time you get up.
Right.
By the time you get up, you're going to knock on the door and say, "Hey, I was going to break in your house, but can I have some water because I'm exhausted."
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be one of my side houses.
That's pretty cool.
When I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. Listen, you'll get there.
Yeah, of course.
You'll get there.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind. I got some news for you.
What do we got?
You want me to start with basketball or baseball?
Start baseball. Save me basketball.
John Heyman. And, of course, we know that Heyman is pretty much out of pocket for Boris. But anyways, Heyman, hearing great confidence that there will be baseball this year, even after players' owners hit a stalemate in talks yesterday. Not sure why this is, but could be because owners believe commissioner can and may be willing to mandate a short, about 50 games regular season.
Who wants that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Remember, last week we heard that 50 games. Then earlier this week we heard, oh, that was actually bogus the whole time. And all of a sudden we're back to the 50 game. Now all of a sudden that was never bogus to begin with. So apparently we're back on the 50 game regular season thing.
I'm sorry, though. I go, what kind of ratings do you want to get for a 50 game season?
The only thought that I have is maybe people are like, all right, every game matters, and so I'm in. And maybe if your team that is supposed to finish in last in the division but finds a way to get, like the Seattle Mariners, right? I like watching the Mariners games. They're a team that's always in first place come June. Always. And then they just fall off. Every single year, it's the same damn story with that team. So maybe your team, you're a Seattle Mariners fan or you're a Florida Marlins fan, you go, it's just 50 games. Yeah, you start off hot, I'm in. Like, I don't think you have to be an elite team to get to the playoffs in a 50-game season. Like, the Phillies, to me, could get to the playoffs in a 50-game season.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the draw for some people.
Yeah, I don't know how well you're going to do when you have NBA, NHL playoffs.
Well, you're not. That's why they need to start July 4th weekend, so that they can get a month's worth of attention.
50 games is August and September.
Right, but if you're going playoff baseball, you know, parts of September and October, yeah, you're still competing with playoff hockey and playoff basketball, but at least it's playoffs that you're competing with. At least people, if the Phillies are in it, you know, we're going to, if the Phillies, Sixers, and Flyers are playing the same night, we will find a way to have all three games on at the same time.
Yeah,
right?
We're different.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in, all right? Like, I'll preface, I'm not going to be a hypocrite, and I'm not going to lie. I can't stand them sometimes, and I love baseball, and I love the Phillies, so I'm in, right? But the big picture, anybody gonna watch? If you have NBA and NHL playoffs in August and September, while the baseball 50 game regular season is going on, who's watching baseball?
You'll watch it for July until basketball and hockey returns.
Well,
that's
July 4th. We already got through that.
Unless they figure this out in the next 6 days, and then it's all right.
You're not starting July 4th. There's no way. How can you start July 4th? There's a lot of logistics to do.
Yes, there are.
I mean, to overcome all the logistics and everything else. I mean, if they come to an agreement and everything's expedited, I could see them starting mid-July, the earliest. Most likely late July.
Right. Late July kills you. Late July is no point.
Well, I mean, we're already.
Yeah, it's June 4th.
I know.
You have some reports that June 6th, some said June 10th as the date that they have to have this figured out by. Not reported by, but I mean, still.
Yeah, but even figuring this thing out, there's still the logistic piece of it, right? Like, you got to figure, all right, well, who's playing who? What's the schedule? The travel.
Right.
Stretching out arms. I mean, it's a lot to be done. But the NBA has already figured it out, and they're voted.
Yes. That was right. The other thing I was going to give you.
Right?
Not official yet, but from Adrian Wojnarowski, he says, among teams left out of Orlando resumption, some members of NBA's Board of Governors disagree with 22-team format, whatever, but do plan to cast yes votes on call starting soon. Sources tell ESPN proposal requires 3/4 support. It's expected to clear that hurdle with ease. Yeah. What we've been talking about.
Well, but again, that's the point, right? Like the NBA's already done.
Yeah, key words are with ease.
Right, but the NBA is already figured out. Like, you still got to figure out baseball, 50 games, what's going to look like, who are the playoffs, how's it done, who's there. They've already, like, ratified who's in attendance, who's, like, you know. I mean, there's a lot to do. They can't come back before. I don't see them coming back before NBA. I don't know. I think it's tough, man. I don't see how that works, Andrew. I don't. I mean, I can see them coming back, and I can see them definitely going through like some bogus season to grab some money. But are people going to be into it?
Not if it starts too late. No.
I mean, you know, again, you and I will, and probably a lot of our audience, but I still don't. You know, I think the lion's share of people are a big country, man. I don't know. I have my doubts. 610-632-0975. It's because Radio Chunis hanging out. You think you know who's going to win the big UFC 250 this weekend? Put your money where your mouth is. Place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Betting on MMA is easy. You pick a fighter per matchup. You can parlay the fights within the card. You can even bet on which round the fight will end or how it'll end. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook Casino app now. Use code FANATIC for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
How's everyone doing? Let's make some noise. Come on.
What up?
You have some water?
Gosh, it went great.
Across the Delaware Valley. You are pining for it, man. Pining.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Give me 50 games, man. I'll take 50 over zero in a second.
Yeah.
I'll take living and dying by each game. Yeah, you know, I'll take Aaron Nola having a bad outing. Come on. Freaking out.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see Girardi. All right, Joe, what do you got? 50 games.
Yeah.
Put the best 50-game plan on the table, Joe.
I don't know.
Yo, bro, Bryce.
I mean, bro.
Come on, bro. Hit a couple.
I don't know.
Hit a couple bombs for me, bro.
Do you, no fans? I don't know, dude.
I don't care. I don't care. I just want sports back. So the fans thing, I get it. There's such a difference.
No, I don't care. Dude, without a doubt. I hear you. I don't care either. Comes down to it.
Right.
I don't know, man. I just have my doubt. I mean, 50, like, what do you, 80 games. All right. That'll work for me. 50 games? And what does it mean? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's like, who cares as long as they play?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the whole 1 year thing, right? Like, for 1 year, fine. It's the only thing that's crazy is football. There is no for 1 year, fine. No, football's football. Like, football's not changing. The only change
that's amazing because I think football, they'll probably have fans.
Right. Well, that's the one change. Maybe there's no fans. And if there are fans, it's limited. But by the way, it looks like it, right? Like football's like, yeah, no, you're going to, hey, season tickets, your payments due next month. So football might not change. And then when we keep on saying the whole, for 1 year, why not? Basketball and hockey, they're not really making any radical changes for their playoff format, right? Basketball is going to be normal. They're just not playing 82 games in the regular season. Hockey's going to do this play-in thing, but once the play-in's done, again, normal, 7-game series. Huh. So, the only radical change out of the four sports will be baseball, and it's because of regular season. Playoffs, I imagine, will be normal. I don't think they're going to do this College World Series-like playoff.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah,
on that.
I would absolutely hate that. I would hate it so much.
Yeah, it's funny. VG on the text board, 50-game sprint, love it.
Yeah, why not?
Every bad Velasquez and Pivetta pitch counts.
Hopefully they're not pitching. 50 games, you can cut back on the rotation, too.
No, you can't.
Oh, because there's going to be no days off.
Right.
That's true.
You still got to deal with this slop.
Yeah, that's true. Still need the fifth guy. Hey, Jake Arrieta, only 50 games. His arm stays on his body. Doesn't fall off this year.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's so weird. I mean, I don't know. You like it better than I do.
I just want baseball back. It's not that I'm... Like, I would.
He likes it better than I do.
I go 80 before I go 50. But I do go 50 before I go 114, which to me is just a total money grab, which now, like, you know, at this point, you can't go 114 games because now you're playing into November with that plan that they proposed. So I go 80 games is what I want the most, but I would go 50 games over 114.
I go 80 games, and then I don't care how long you play.
Okay.
But I don't care. Had the World Series in Honolulu.
All right. Can I go?
Yeah, man. You know, again, now you're not going to have any stadiums, no fans. So you might as well have the World Series at one place. What's the use of flying from one team? I don't understand that. If there's no fans, why even play in these different parks?
See, right.
Why do that? Why not just play in the same place?
Anthony, I've been thinking about that so much. Like, you know, we're talking about being concerned about spikes and all this stuff, and I get it. But why not do the fall league and the Florida league and the Arizona league? Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Again, if you're not going to have fans. What does it matter?
And part of it is because they don't want to be in a hub for 50 games as opposed to, hey, my team got knocked out in the first round. You know, I go home. And I get that, but you're still going to be playing on the road. Like, you're still going to be leaving your family. You're still going to be on the road.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean,
At that point, it's like, you know, for 50 games.
By the way, a lot of those dudes live in Florida and Arizona anyway.
Right. So I go, I'm not going to say I know how you feel when it comes to leaving your family for 50 days and not being able to see them and not being able to leave. Like, remember the biggest thing with the Mike Trout situation was, what if I want to leave and go see my kid? I'd have to quarantine before I leave and I have to quarantine after,
right?
Like, before I come back. I get that. But at that point where if you're only doing 50 games, you're right. What's the point of playing 25 at Citizens Bank Park and then 25 everywhere else?
I don't know. Are you more at risk by traveling? You're still going to get on.
Yeah, on planes.
Right. You got to get on a plane.
You're not taking a bus ride to see play the Miami Marlins.
Right. And it means you got to take a bus from the airport to the hotel, to the ballpark.
Right. And the talk has been
listen, we're different in that, you know, you can go to New York, you go to, you know, Washington, Baltimore, Boston, whatever, but you're in Seattle, you're flying everywhere.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about that the last couple of days. Like, at this point, if you're just playing 50 games, you should just do the hub. You should. One in Arizona, one in Florida, you're done in 50 games, you're done in 2 months. And again, I'm not saying, oh, deal with it, you can't see your family for 2 months, but it might be better for them at this point. Instead of traveling for 50, you're going to be playing 25 road games. If you do 50 games, right, you're going to play 25 road games. Is it two-game series at that point? Because we talked about it yesterday. It's going to be teams in your division and then the AL East. So are you going to end up playing two-game series, three-game series? And then what's the point of flying to Miami and then flying back to Philly?
Right. Right.
You're gonna have to play the Marlins, then you play the Rays, and then you go to the New York teams, and it's like, all right, so now you're doing all this traveling, and it's 50 games.
Well, and that's on the low end. If it's 80, it's more you're more exposed. So why not just play the damn thing? And, you know, again, look, it sucks. You're with your family. I don't know how you do with visitations. They're going to do some sort of visitation deal
right.
with the NBA. I mean, just do some visitations or everybody's allowed to go away for a week. I don't know. I don't know how you do it, but, you know, you play it and then you can play more games and then have the World Series in a warm weather climate. Playoffs in the world. You played in Arizona or Florida.
Right.
Beautiful in October, November.
Yeah, you do. And plus, they have the domes.
Right.
All those stadiums are domes. And I don't know. I've been thinking about the last couple of days. And, you know, at this point, if you're going to be playing 50 games, you know, you're going to be doing more traveling to play baseball.
But again, does the public care? That's the question. I mean, that's the biggest question you have to answer.
What about the sport? About their well-being, like the players' well-being?
No, not the well-being, but the sport.
I mean,
baseball through November. I mean, I'll watch the November World Series.
Right, but their concern is that spike that they're all thinking about.
You just got to go and do it. If it happens, it happens. Look at the NFL. Right? The NFL, they're playing all playing. I don't think you can worry about a spike until a spike happens.
True. But all these leagues are also listening to their, you know, their doctors or whatever medical people. And again, you're right.
So it's about the revenue of Fox World Series in October.
I don't know. I mean,
what's the difference?
You're right. Football doesn't care. Football's like, hey, we're playing.
Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between the World Series beginning on October the 19th versus November the 12th?
I don't know. Is there just your question?
No, I mean, the point is that what's the difference?
The only difference is, I guess,
spike would happen.
Well, yeah, the spike could happen. It could happen July 30th, and none of the leagues play, right?
I never say it because the normal flu season
right.
begins in October. Right? The normal flu season begins the middle of October. Yeah. I don't know. If you're quarantined and you're playing in an area, you're playing, you know. I don't think you can. The NFL's going to play. Spike, no spike, whatever it is, it's playing on playing. And if something happens, then they'll worry about, and nobody wants to shut it down. But if it happens, it's really that bad and it has to, then so be it. Then life goes, then what? We squeezed in. The bogus playoffs that nobody cared about? What did you really accomplish anyway?
Right? Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know if it'd be considered bogus playoffs. I don't know.
50 games.
Yeah, no, I don't. And you're right. I don't know.
I know. All right, we'll come back. Try to squeeze in some calls. It's Cuz Radio with Tune. It's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's talk about DraftKings, shall we? You think you know who's going to win the big UFC 250 this weekend? Put your money where your mouth is. Place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Betting on MMA is easy. You can pick one fighter per matchup, parlay fights within the card. You can even bet which round the fight's going to end or how it will end. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook Casino app now. Use code FANATIC for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. It's code FANATIC. UFC 250, baby. Don't forget, code FANATIC. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook Casino. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Partnership with the Meadows Racetrack Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus crushed 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
On a Thursday, a little summer Thursday. Steamy. Great playback today. Tomorrow, we continue the What If. Today was Fultz. Tomorrow, Cobb. Playback, Andrew, brought to you by
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com, a fine experience heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Did we have a poll? I thought we had a poll.
No, we did not put up a poll
yesterday. Did we have a poll yesterday?
Yeah, and I had it running through the end of the show, so let me pull it up on... it's on at 975 middays, and of course it's brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. And again, on at 975 middays, once this thing wants to load for me, Ant, I will be able to read you the poll. How about that? Yeah, you know, just doing things live. Here you go. Will the Sixers win an NBA championship with both Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons on the same team?
I forgot the poll.
11 minutes left to vote, and I was right. The people are optimistic. It's 57% that say yes, 43% say no.
Dude, that's not optimism.
You said it wouldn't get to 50. I said it would get over 50.
Barely.
And all the options or responses are, yeah, as soon as Brett Brown's gone.
Right. That's amazing. Mark in Lumberton. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark E.
Hey, Cuz. How you doing, man?
What's happening, Mark?
Just wanted to call in. Called in when y'all were still talking about Drew Brees for a hot minute. And I just wanted to say, if I'm in that locker room and I heard Drew Brees make those comments, even if he gave me that phone call, I'd still go into work not really trusting him all that much. Like, right. I trust him as a colleague.
You give him a side eye.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him as a guy to have my back. Like, you're talking about a man who's been in the league for how long? And he's played with so many African-American players, been in the city of New Orleans his whole career. Like, it's kind of mind-boggling. Like,
think about who was on the other end, all those touchdown passes.
Right. Like, you're going to throw touchdown passes to Michael Thomas. And Michael Thomas is not going to have your back when things don't go your way. I think, you know, Drew Brees has a bad game. You know, he's going to say, oh, it's on me. Michael Thomas isn't going to come up to defend his quarterback. I wouldn't.
Yeah. But, you know, I hear what you say, and I think you're right. I still say, though, that if he was sincere and he called you and it was like, dude, really? I you know what? I was lost in myself, and if you know it's somebody sincere, right? I'm saying if the dude was really sincere, maybe it helps.
Right. The only way I buy that sincerity is if it's followed up with action. Like, if I see Drew Brees, you know, make a public thing with, you know, local elected officials, or if I see him, you know, try and advocate for something that, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement is, like, asking for and actively doing so. Like, I need to see that level of activism from him so that way I can tell that he understands what the fight is for and that he's willing to step up to the plate. Like, I mean, I know his charitable donations. I know the things that he's done for the city of New Orleans. I get that. But, like, if I'm on this particular issue, I need to see action that we haven't seen yet.
I hear you. I get you, Marky. I appreciate it, brother. I really do. Good conversation, pal. Thank you. I'm just thinking, you know, if he came out and instead of, you know, the social media, forget about the masses and all the other, you know, all the fans, all these people. He should be calling those people who are on his team. People that he encounters a daily basis every day. Dude, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean it in that way. I don't know. Whatever, you speak his heart. If what's in his heart is true, it'll come across. You know, I'm a big believer in that. Just what's in your heart, man? What's real is what's in your heart. Let's go to Dave in Spring Guard. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. What's up, cuz? How y'all doing?
Hey, Davey. What's happening, buddy?
You got it. Hey, listen, I'm an honorably discharged member of the United States Coast Guard. It was back in the early 70s, it was extremely difficult for me to get in, but my father was in the military for 20-something years, and he did 3 tours in Vietnam, and his father was in the military. So we have a history of being in the military serving our country as black men. When I was in the Coast Guard, I ran into a great deal of racism, and one of the guys called me the N-word in front of the entire ship. And then he and I went downstairs in the locker room and we dealt with it. And he still maintained his racism up until a point when we were out in rough seas doing search and rescue. And I had to grab a hold of him to keep him from falling overboard. And that changed his perspective because he realized that, you know, we all had to save each other. We had to watch out for each other. We became brothers.
Right.
So, dealing with that, And listening to what Drew Brees says, I have to say, and I have to disagree with you, I have to say that Drew Brees is drinking diet racist. He's not a straight-out racist, but he's a diet racist. You know, it's like racist light. Because if you don't care about anybody but your culture or your color, because I'm not going to say race because there's only one race, that's the human race. If you don't care about nobody else except your color of skin, and what your people did, that's racism. You can't get around that. And he has to address that. Okay? Just like the gentleman called earlier and said that he was able to get away and take his family down, the two teachers and everything. And that's a wonderful thing. That's American. And I love that story. It brought tears to my eyes. But that's a fantasy for most black people.
Okay? Yeah, I can't get away from being black.
Yeah, I can't get away from being black. I can't get away from the police chasing me down the street because they thought I was somebody else.
Listen, Davey, I got to run because we're at the end of the show, but I will love to talk to you. You know that. You know, you all got a home here, brother. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our handoff brought to you by Philip Anderson Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder injuries condition. Go to philipandersonshouldercenter.com. Everybody, have a great, great day as always. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.